Micah in chapter 6. The end of this section will sound familiar to you because they will be the same words that the choir just sung. So listen for the word of God to all of us this day. Hear what the Lord says. Rise and plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses and Aaron and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised and what Balaam, son of Beor, answered him and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the Lord of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My friend Marcy is a pastor in Boise, Idaho, and with her congregation, Southminster Presbyterian Church, and with the whole presbytery of Boise, they raised $15,000. And with that $15,000, they partnered with a nonprofit entity to retire and forgive $1.5 million of medical debt. Now, this medical debt was debt that would have soon been purchased by collection agencies. And I don't know if you've ever been under the weight of expensive medical bills, but as you cannot pay them and as time has passed, they're often sold to collection agencies, and then it becomes even more difficult and more terrifying for people as those collection agencies hound people for payment. So $15,000 covered the debt of $1.5 million worth of medical bills. Now, they didn't just hold like one day of offerings and then bam, $15,000 and they were done. It took some time. People did different things to raise money toward this venture. There was a lady who was very skilled in making cards, so she made these beautiful handmade cards and she sold them to people, and whatever she sold, she would match the amount that she raised, and she would give that towards this offering. And so people used all kinds of different gifts that they had to contribute toward this effort so that people would not be buried under this weight of medical debt. It's interesting in this passage from Micah. It's at a point in time for the people of God that they have kind of lost a sense of who they are. They're not quite sure to do on a day-to-day basis what they should be doing. They have forgotten that they are loved by God. They've forgotten that they are cared for by God. They've forgotten the stories of what God has done in the lives of people. And so this part of Micah is the prophet sharing with them, don't you remember what God has done? Don't you remember that people were slaves and God helped them get out of Egypt? Don't you remember that God used Abraham and Moses and all kinds of other people to bring people together and to pull them out of the most hopeless situations and restore them to life. Because people were stuck in the midst of their existence. And life was hard and it was hopeless. And they did not recall really what they should be doing, it seemed, because every day was just another day. And they gathered for worship each week, but instead of remembering what God had done for them, they just focused on, if we worship really, really, really well, maybe things will be fine. They thought if they worshiped in the most perfect of ways, that all the other things would cease to matter, that everything would be made right. And so all of the injustice that was happening, all the suffering that was happening, it would go away because they would worship correctly. And even in the midst of that, there would be people taking advantage of other people, affecting their access into worship because they didn't have the right kind of offering. And so the people should hear from the prophet Micah that you've forgotten what you've done. You're not doing it right. Don't you remember who you are? Don't you remember how you should be? Don't you remember? And they're like, oh, yes, this is what we should do. Maybe we'll give you a better calf for an offering, or we'll up it. Let's do thousands of rams and it'll be awesome. Or we'll give you all kinds of oil, the best kind of oil, and it will be fine. And if you even need it, we'll sacrifice our firstborn. Because maybe they remembered a little bit of their history. That they remembered that Abraham had almost sacrificed Isaac to try and make things right. But that's not what God was asking for. God was telling them that, yes, gather and remember who I am, but then remember who you are, which is a person of God who loves justice, a person of God who seeks kindness, a person of God who seeks to walk humbly in the world. What really this would have meant, this sense of justice and compassion and being humble, would have been rooted in their understanding of who they were in the very earliest scriptures that they had, in the first five books of the Bible that they knew as the Torah. And in fact, their sense of justice wouldn't just be that you would be well and I would be well and that we would, you know, have food and shelter and things. It was really rooted in economics. So in the book of Leviticus, it would have outlined to them that in order for people to be whole and well and things to be right, every 7 years, all debts should be forgiven. That nobody should bear the weight of a debt longer than 7 years. And in fact, every 50 years, there would be a year of Jubilee, in which all of the debts were not just wiped out, but if you had had to sell your family land in order to cover a debt, that land would be returned to your family. And so in that system of Jubilee, in that system of justice, there wasn't a way for generational poverty to continue. There was no way for a few people to gather all the land because they had more resources and for people to live generation to generation with nothing. There was a way of setting the system right. There was a way of starting it over every 50 years. In fact, this seems impossible, but we made a small attempt at this in the year 2000. The World Council of Churches and others worked with governments of many countries to forgive some of the debt that some of our developing nations had gathered over periods of time in hopes of resetting their economies. It seems like it would be unrealistic. It's kind of beyond our imagining in the world that we live in, and yet Micah was trying to remember and help people remember that they were supposed to be different from the rest of the world. That they were supposed to understand things in a different way than the rest of the world. that they were supposed to know that things could be different in God's community than the way things they had become. This is the same thing that Jesus does in the Sermon on the Mount. He's trying to remind them who they are and what God has done. It's to remind them that they are loved and that God knows them in the midst of whatever is going on in their lives, but also that God calls them to recognize what's going on in the lives of other people. So when it says, blessed are those who mourn, yes, it's absolutely about people who are grieving. But it's also a sense that people are supposed to have hearts that are open to the brokenness and grief and sadness and injustice of others, that your heart is willing to break just like God's does, so that you see them, that you see the image of God in them, that you see what's possible in God's world if we are open. If we're willing to be compassionate, if we're willing to have our hearts broken in kindness for others, if we're willing to recognize how important every person is, it seems like it couldn't be done. It seems sometimes that the world exists in a way that we cannot ever make it quite right. And yet people continue to make differences. Maybe they make cards so that somebody's debt can be forgiven. Or maybe like 30 years ago, a group of teenagers gathered together to watch the Super Bowl and have a bunch of food, and they recognized that not everybody had enough. And rather than just gathering in worship and praying for them, they did something about it. And now more than $150 million has been collected to feed people. And millions of pounds of food have been collected, and millions of service hours have been done over Super Bowl weekends every year since 1990. God has given each one of us gifts. And we're called to remember who we are. That we are a beloved child of God, and that the skills that we have can be used to make the world a better place, to bring light and hope and joy to other people, to see the world in a way that God sees it, even if others can't, to use our gifts to bring justice and kindness, humility and peace and wholeness to the world. We can do this. We can do this. Amen.